RS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Smell, tell us.
It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue, it's snowflakes, it starts falling. That's when those blue in memory, it starts calling.
This guy's good.
You'll be doing all with your Christmas
Yeah, everybody else. That's Coleman paper, I believe.
I'll miss you.
I want to meet the girl who was laughing in the background.
I know.
Who was that?
Was that the guy that did Porky Pig? Did he sing that?
No. Mel Blanc?
You know what? This is a different, newer version. There's an older Porky Pig Blue Christmas, and this is not it.
It isn't?
It was around for a year. Yeah.
What's different about it?
That laughing wasn't in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember the laughing in there.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't. I thought this was new.
I think it's the same one we've played every year.
We don't normally play this at Christmas.
Every year.
No. Do we? Every year?
Yes.
We played it last year, I think.
Yeah.
Every year?
I don't know. Every year.
Not every year.
Say we don't play it.
I don't know. I don't think we played it every year.
We haven't played it every year because we didn't have it till like last year.
We only got it last year.
Yeah.
I'm serious. We didn't have it. Joe's coming in. Hang on a second.
Wow.
What is it, Joe?
Karen's an idiot.
Yeah, okay. 2 years is not every year. Okay. So I'll say. Welcome to Friday in the Arctic Tundra.
Yeah.
I went to this thing last night to stop by one of those open house things. You stop by, say hello. And then I went to dinner, and I came out from dinner, and I got in my car, and I looked on that thing that tells you the temperature, 6 degrees.
Oh. That's not right.
No, that's not right. And you know what? You know who to blame it on? Or what to blame it on? Global warming.
Yeah.
That's a dead... Wait a second.
It'd be warmer.
That's right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No.
Or George Bush.
Why not?
Yeah. Blame him for everything.
Everybody blames him for everything. Blame that on him, too. We're thrilled to have you with us. We're glad it's Friday, as you are. Let's kick it off with the Burke segment, which goes something like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Good.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks so much. Hey, I got an email from someone about this trash deal, the trash situation. My neighbor was putting their trash bag in my trash can.
That's nice.
And they would do that to other neighbors as well. This guy emails me and told me that it is actually illegal for you not to have trash service because you have to have some way to get rid of the trash legally.
No, wait a second. It's not illegal not to have trash service. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so because they can cancel you if you don't pay your bill.
Yeah, if you have a dumpster at work and you own a business, it's your dumpster, you can take. So that statement is not true. Now, it may be illegal to not dispose of your trash after a certain amount of time. You can't leave it in the yard or the house, or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of it.
Yeah. And that was it. I had one more thing, and I cannot
remember.
This
guy is disposing of it. He's putting it in with your trash.
In your
trash.
Yeah.
I'm
breaking the law.
I had one more thing. You know what happened? I had one of those little digital recorders, and my stupid little digital recorder broke. I cannot...
That's a great story.
That's a great story.
Thanks so much.
You can't say it's stupid. You can't attach intellect to an object. Don't do that.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
Seriously, that's not the other thing you had to say, I hope.
No. It wasn't
a non-event.
But I cannot remember the other thing I was going to say to save my life.
Dan, I'm going
to
tell everybody, because the holiday season, man, oh, man, do I not go for this. Dan comes in here, and he says, there are some... snacks out here, and that's all I'll say. And he says, hey, that company is making those snacks now over in Jerusalem. They call them Cheez-Its of Nazareth.
I couldn't believe it. The holiday, the Christmas season. Yeah.
That kind of joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't fly here.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, it was either you or me.
Oh.
I can't remember. It was one of us.
Memory thing's going around, isn't it?
Yeah, one of us said it. Is that it for you?
Yeah.
Anybody else with the Burke segment?
I do not today.
Wow.
I know.
I think a lot of people are disappointed. And beyond,
I got one thing here. We got these invitations in our mailbox today. I'll hand it over to you. I don't know. See if you can see it.
Oh, no. Karen has already shared this with me.
That was the other thing.
And that's not going to be a part of the Burke segment because we're going to showcase. You know about this?
There's two glaring problems with this.
Let's close the Burke segment and we're going to talk about this.
Because
the Burke segment is officially closed.
You know what, Ian? No matter how I would talk about it or you or Dan. It's Frank that'll really do it justice.
And
I'm just going to say
that. You're just saying that because you work for me.
No, I'm not. I can't wait to hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I don't even know how to begin.
Should you have a little Christmas music in the background?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yes.
I mean, it is the season.
No, we should have some let's love one another type Christmas sound because it is the season. It's a season where. People come together and people at companies gather together, people who normally don't even sometimes speak to each other. But it's a one time a year where management and middle management and the scum air talent, because air people on the air are like carnival workers. They're considered to just be transient, replaceable. Bruce, what do you got for me? Is any kind of Christmas music?
There's no place like home.
Oh, and this is home.
You know, there ought to be a song called There's No Place Like the Workplace for the Holidays, because the workplace at the holidays is when you can kind of let your hair down and get to know people that you work with that you normally don't get to know. The other thing I'd like to say before I share this with everybody is I don't know that many people can relate to what we're about to share with you. I know you can relate to an office party. I know you can relate to, call it whatever you want. Just a holiday get-together, Christmas party, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Bring your families. I didn't know. I've never met your husband. How you doing? Is this your wife? Well, she sure is cute. How many kids have you got? That kind of thing. We have said over the years, you know, stop it, because this is too happy, and this is not a happy thing. We have said over the years that in the radio business, it's a very, very tough business to hold on to a job in. And they've never been real subtle when their intent is to, and I'm not saying this is their intent, but when their intent is to get rid of you, phase you out, give you a huge warning flag, they're not subtle about it. Mm. I believe this is about the
eighth or ninth year
that this kind of thing has happened. Now, it hasn't always happened with a holiday party. It started with some other things. They had some get-togethers here, and they deliberately scheduled them, and they were fun events that they knew we'd want to participate in. They deliberately scheduled them during our show. Now, the potluck thing. And I'm probably the biggest proponent of potluck here. Right. I actually made potluck popular.
Should be called Frank Luck.
Yeah. They do that before we get here, so they know that by the time we're here, there won't be anything to eat. No more green bean casserole. Is there any more turkey? No, turkey's gone. And you know what's left? Somebody's crumbs. Mm-hmm. And it's always
turkey bones.
Yeah, and it's crushed it over. It's kind of been out of the refrigerator.
Like
a
film, kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a film on it. But I think what happens is it's in progressive stages, and they start with something that, okay, we missed that, it's not that big a deal. But then it sort of works its way toward the climax, which is excluding you deliberately from maybe the most important gathering. And now I get to our KTRS holiday party. Now, in my hand is a color. It's a full flyer that they've handed out, and it says 550 KTRS Holiday Party. I would have put big 550, but that's not just me. Now, the first thing you notice, and I'm not making this up because it's been distributed all over the place, the first thing you notice is a picture. It's a color picture, and it's everybody's standing together in a group.
Everyone that works at the station.
Everyone that works at the station. Except us.
Yeah.
Not one of us.
No. Nope.
It says Christmas 2005, and then it says the 550 KTRS team.
I'd also like to point out that in the front row, in a pink jacket with blonde hair, is a lady that was just hired this week.
Yeah. She's been here.
I don't even know who she is.
This picture was taken within the last week.
Yeah.
No, it was taken this morning, they said. Today.
Even more hurtful. Taken today, and this thing knocked out. I guess they thought we wouldn't see it.
Yeah. But well, they put it in our mailbox.
They put it in our mailbox.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
So they'd know they'd hurt us. Now, I'm looking at the picture. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 people in this picture who work here. There are 25 people who work here. The four of us, we're not in here. Now, it says KTRS team. Then it says celebrating a great year. There's a message here, and I don't think it's very subtle. It says holiday cocktail party, and then it gives the date. And I'm not going to tell where because it's a private thing. And here's the time. 4 to 7. And it's not a.m.
No.
There's no way we can make it.
No.
When we get off at 6, and they knew that.
This location is about a half hour away.
It's exactly. Yeah. I've driven it.
Yeah.
It's exactly a half hour.
Yeah.
So by the time we can even screech up, over.
See you later.
Hey, great party. Great party, everybody.
Wow. We just closed all the tabs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is not the first time this has happened to us. Now, that's a pretty strong message, I think.
Yeah.
We have new management. There are going to be changes. We all know that. That's not a good sign.
No.
When you show the team, the Kingfishers, and we're not in it, and I can hear the meeting. That little group committee gets together. Okay, well, now what time? Hey, let's have it 4 to 7, and then they can't come.
Yeah.
You know what? Now, I just want to play devil's advocate here for a minute. Okay. I'm ever being hopeful of our situation.
Should always look for hope.
Doesn't it say the 2005 team?
Yes, it does.
Maybe.
Well, it says Christmas 2005. It's not the team for the year.
Maybe. Yeah. That's a picture of everybody that won't be here in 2006.
That's a lot of people. Oh! Oh!
I just wanted to toss that out.
No, it just says Christmas 2005, the KTRS team. Wow. And you're right. One of the women in here has worked here 1 week.
How long?
How long have we been here? 8.5 years.
Eight and a half years.
I don't even know who she is.
No, I don't either. I don't know who six of these people are. Well, I don't know that guy. Well, you know what?
I'm sure it doesn't.
Our skin
mean
is no, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Our skin is thick.
Purely accidental.
It is an accident. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, Frank.
And we're
people
used to
make
it.
Mistakes.
Yeah, and we're tough. I mean, we.
Yeah. And it's just a coincidence that every time they make a mistake, it's leaving us out. Mm-hmm. That's just a coincidence.
Right.
Oh, real tiny lettering here at the bottom says bonuses will be handed out at 5:15.
Mm,
yeah.
Right in the middle of the playhouse.
Yeah.
If you're not there.
No bonus.
No bonus.
Must be present to accept bonus.
What I think is funny is that there are people listening who think we're kidding. That's exactly what the squire has on. Pictures of everybody. Yeah, but us. Wow, holy cow. Did we close the Burke segment?
Yes, we did.
All right, Burke segment's officially closed. We're going to go to the phones. Well, you say we get a little biz out of the way, and that'll open it up so we got a lot of time to chat. Dan will take your name, put it on the screen. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I am a member of First Community Credit Union.
Me too.
Karen is a member.
Just there today.
Hopefully, eventually, we'll get the other two. We're halfway there. Get this entire room to be members of First Community Credit Union. Let me turn to young P out here. You have a bank, right?
Yes.
And why do you prefer a bank over credit union, over First Community Credit Union? Do you have any idea?
No, I have a...
About maybe I'm just stupid.
Maybe I'm just stupid because there is no...
No advantage.
No.
No advantage at all. The advantage you would have in moving to First Community Credit Union is, one, it would say to them, hey, thank you for supporting the show and being the name of the PM. That's a strong statement. The other advantage would be you would be a member, not just a customer. You actually are one of the owners. Membership has its privileges.
And I think I can afford the membership. From what I've heard.
It's a dollar.
From what I heard, yeah.
It's a dollar. I know you get a bonus every year. It's a dollar. You have an auto loan, I believe?
I lease.
Oh, you lease.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people have a car loan. You could get $100 when you apply with First Community Credit Union by December 31st of this year to refinance your car loan from another institution, like your bank. So what you need to do is take a look at the auto loan rates and then compare them. And I think you may want to look into this because there are lots of people who are First Community Credit Union members, who say they much prefer being a credit union member than a regular old bank customer. Nothing wrong with banks. I've dealt with a lot of banks, but this is another way to go. And there's just a you feel like you're walking into a place where you belong. And you remember, your bank does not belong to you. All right? And you actually do belong to your bank. They own you. You don't own them. In this case, you're part owner. And there are no other owners at the end of the year to split up profits. So it stays in the credit union, and there are advantages to that. Want to know more? Want to know about making plans for next year, Christmas Club accounts, or applying for a credit card? And by the way, if you apply for a First Community credit card, a Visa credit card, you'll be entered in the Visa holiday giveaway. So check it out. That's all we ask. The website, firstcommunity.com.
It's the best of Joseph A. Bank. The entire stock of micro suede blazers, an incredible $129. Plus, all $450 traveler blazers, only $159. And every executive suit, just $199. How about wool cashmere topcoats, $149. Select leather jackets, $149. Even every goat suede jacket, regularly $500, now $149. $49. Consider $125 off all cashmere sweaters and an incredible selection of dress shirts and cotton sports shirts, only $25. Plus, every micro suede bomber jacket, just $99. It's great prices on everything for men at Joseph A. Bank, now through Saturday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. 10 years ago, I started the Mutual Fund Store in a basement office, and now there are locations from coast to coast. Why did this concept grow so fast? Because it meets a need. Investors need an advisor that will recommend the best funds, regardless of the fund family. Investors need to know that we meet personally with fund managers to make sure that their investment philosophy is sound. Investors need to have their funds monitored daily for consistency of performance. Investors need advice that isn't driven by commissions, loads, or marketing incentives. At the Mutual Fund Store, we charge a small fee based on the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. Every recommendation we make to buy, sell, or hold a fund is determined exclusively by what is best for you. Isn't that what you need? If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Beginning January 1st, Medicare will offer prescription drug coverage for the first time in history. With new opportunities, people have questions.
Should I get it?
If I don't get it now, can I get it later?
What about the plan I've got?
Now, there's a place to go for answers. My Medicare Matters, a free community-based education program. We'll be holding events in your area with trained educators who can help you find answers to your Medicare drug coverage questions. They'll explain the choices you have. And if you're ready, they'll even help you sign up for a plan. Look in the Friday editions of your local papers or visit MyMedicareMatters.org to see when we'll be holding events in your area. Stop by with your questions. We'll be happy to help. If you can't come in person, go to MyMedicareMatters.org for the facts you need to help you choose. Got it?
I've got it.
Sponsored by the National Council on the Aging and the Access to Benefits Coalition, supported by AstraZeneca.
Hi, this is Bill Wilkerson. You know, St. Louis is a great restaurant town, but there's just no way you can know where every great restaurant is. So when your friends find one, they ought to share it with you. And that's what I'm doing, telling you about Biggie's Restaurant at 3332 Watson Road. Price family has been in the restaurant business for a long time, and you can certainly tell the difference when you have dinner or lunch at Biggie's. They're famous for their steaks. They sell more steaks than just about anybody, and I've had one, and I know why. They do a fabulous steak. If you love salads, you're going to love the salads at Biggie's. They make their own dressings, you know. Homemade dressings, one specialty called White French. It is absolutely fantastic. Homemade onion rings as big as the plate. If you love onion rings, you're going to love onion rings at Biggie's. Homemade soups. And on Saturday, barbecue ribs especially have their own built-in barbecue pit out back, and if you don't get there early, you're not going to get some of those baby back or St. Louis-style ribs. Lunch and specialties on Tuesdays and Thursday, barbecue pork steaks. For all of those reasons and more, you have to have lunch or dinner at Biggie's, 3332 Watson Road.
Does back pain prevent you from enjoying your life? With all the advancements in pain management, there's no reason for you to live with back pain anymore. The international radiologists on the medical staff of St. Anthony's Health Center in Alton are experienced in evaluating and treating back pain by using non-surgical procedures. Visit SAHC.org or call 618-474-4866 for a consultation appointment. End your back pain and start living today. Call 618-474-4866 today and get the relief you deserve. 618-474-4866.
Tired of going to the pump only to drive away with a guilt trip? Trade in your gas guzzler SUV to Frank Vita Acura or Dave Munganast Acura for a vehicle with efficiency and passenger space. The Acura MDX has everything you're looking for. It's fuel-efficient, ultra-low emissions, and believe it or not, a 7-passenger vehicle. You can drive away today in the MDX with a $399 per month lease, and you won't believe the fuel efficiency of the powerful Acura TL. Stop by Dave Munganast Acura or Frank Lita Acura and make your trip into a Gateway Acura dealer guilt-free.
336 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic. It's sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Hey, Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer. Get your oil changed for just $9.95. This offer ends December 31st. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley. Slow traffic. Over on eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station. No troubles.
Eastbound 40 at that last Missouri exit, Broadway, road crews out again, and the exit ramps closed again, so 11th Street is the alternate, and no delays right now. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a good run so far. Westbound 44 between Guyer and 270, traffic starting to slow. Southbound 270, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Traffic running a little bit heavy. Eastbound 270 at McDonald Boulevard, traffic running okay out to the Innerbelt. And eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, a slowdown. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550, KTRX.
Campbell's Chunky Soup presents The Adventures of Mama McNabb, Team Mom of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thanks for cleaning out our lockers, Mrs. McNabb.
Mine smells like a pine forest.
You're welcome, boys. Now, who's up for some new chunky soup?
Team Mom produces new chunky fajita steak soup, loaded with big chunks of steak.
Bye-bye, boys.
There goes a fine woman.
There goes my stash of junk food.
Campbell's Chunky, it fills you up right.
What are they saying, Felicia Rashad?
Yeah, Felicia Rashad. Hey, Hank is listening to us right now in Overland Park.
Overland Park, Kansas?
Yes.
Had an answer.
Man, I'd like to talk to him. Hey, Hank.
Yes, sir. Hey, Frank, how are you?
You guys got a bunch of snow. You got about 12 inches of snow.
Well, actually, I'm from St. Louis, and I had to fly over here this morning.
Okay.
And I'm headed back to the airport right now and got in my car in our office in Overland Park, and I couldn't find anything good on the radio, so I said, let me try 550, and sure enough, I listened to Porky Pig.
Get in Overland Park, Kansas?
Oh, really?
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's the power of the Big 550.
Wow. That's huge. I don't want to even sit and pretend that that's normal. You got a big radio skip in the airwaves somehow, but hey, at least you got us. Overland Park, I think 2 days ago got 12, 14 inches. Let me show you. That's a lot of snow.
That might be a lot of snow, but that's not a lot.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for calling and listening.
Hey, no problem, and just wanted to let you guys know I'm aiming at the end.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Hank. All right. How about that? Overland Park, Kansas. That's a pretty place, too.
Mm-hmm, it is.
We will continue. We're going back to the phones here in a minute, but I want to tell you we will continue proving our point about Christmas songs. I had email thanking us for stepping to the edge, going to the edge, basically, with the warning about the Eartha Kitt song. Every year, people, especially who have children, thank us for the Brenda Lee warning. Nobody else out there does it. Nobody. In all these years. I think Eartha Kitt is probably now worse.
Well,
it's a toss-up.
Yeah, because
F-word and J-O.
The F-word, but J-O is...
Yeah, those are toss-ups. So let's... later I'll talk about the price of propane. I had my tank fill.
Uh-oh.
Oh, buddy.
Go up.
Oh, buddy. Oh, yeah. No, Dan, it went down. It went half. Yeah, of course it went down. Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. Happy Christmas to you, or Merry Christmas.
Merry
or
happy. Yeah, have a Merry Happy Christmas. You too.
And I am AM and PM. What I called about was Dan said that it was illegal not to have a trash collection.
Well, I don't think that's right.
That's what some guy emailed me and told me, that he had talked to one of his trash at. Really?
Well, wait, how can that be right?
I talked with a health inspector, and he said it is illegal to be without a trash collection.
Well, I don't believe that because what if you don't have any trash? Seriously, what if you don't have any trash?
Everybody's got trash.
No. What if you garbage disposal everything and package it up and take it to work and put it in the work dumpster? Are you telling me you're breaking the law? But see, that's my point.
Because I know somebody that did that, and they got in trouble for doing that. They caught them throwing their trash in a dumpster.
Well, but if it's your own company, if you own a business, you can't get in trouble.
Yeah, but realistically, though, how many people are going to haul
nasty trash in their vehicle to their workplace.
I did it for a while.
The guy down the street from me did it for a long time until he got caught.
Hey, you know what? Somebody called during the break, and they said that the he owned a business and caught some guy throwing trash in his business. He got his address and everything and told the trash company, and the trash company billed that guy. They billed him. They sent him a bill.
Well, obviously, you can't go dump your trash in, you know, some business dumpster that you're not affiliated. Yeah, I understand that. But to say that if you don't have trash pickup, you're breaking the law. In a local ordinance,
I could imagine that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just telling you what the county, St. Louis County Health Inspector told me.
How come if it's an actual law, how come there's never a check like there is when you get your license renewed, you prove proof of insurance? How come you're never asked to prove that you have trash?
Well, because how many people wouldn't have it? I don't think there are that many people that would be so low as to toss their trash in Dan's trash can.
Have you ever seen the hidden videos of these people that go dump mattresses and stuff,
yeah,
and they've set up cameras? Right. And all kinds of garbage out in the woods. Yeah, people would do anything. Yeah.
They're pretty low life, though.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's pretty interesting.
And I don't know where Dan lives, but that sounds like it's pretty low life to me, too. I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't really mean that.
Well, we'll check into this. How old are you, Linda?
I'm 58, but could I?
Favorite age. I know.
Could I say one more thing?
You can say anything you want, except the F word. Don't say that.
Oh, I wouldn't dare say that. You were saying, well, your picture on that flyer that went around.
Yes.
You don't need to have it because, you know what, they may be the team, but you guys are the leader.
Wow.
I love you guys. You guys are so cool.
I get
laughs every day from you guys.
Well,
super.
Thank you, Linda.
Keep it up.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right.
Bye.
He said keep it up.
It's getting harder and harder for them to do that. Shut up.
They might have gotten together here and said, let's exclude the leaders.
Yeah, maybe.
And let's just put the team and exclude the leading team, which would be the Large Mark Show. Yeah, it could be.
Well, sometimes, like Tony La Russa, no, he's usually in the picture.
Yeah, he's in there. Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Here's Kevin, everybody.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Haven't talked to y'all in a while. Kind of missed you.
Well,
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Had a story, Frank.
I'll take it.
Okay. You know, I've spent 20 years at a business down here in Branson, you know, okay, thinking, well, it should be nice since I'm the master craftsman down here. I sure like getting a brochure. And finally I hear, well, okay, the marketing people are doing a new brochure. And I thought, hot dog, we're going to do some new pictures. Well, I get all work and all ready to go. And I look over there, and the guy that I hired 2 weeks before the crew was there was getting his picture taken as a master craftsman.
Oh. And you're a 20-year veteran.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I move over here to St. Genevieve. I've been here 10 years. And me and my wife are frequenting one of the downtown eateries there. And guy walks over to the camera and says, hey, can I take your picture? And I said, well, yeah, sure, no problem. And I look over the St. Genevieve brochure. We're in there.
No, St. Genevieve's on top of it. Either that or the guy wanted to take a picture because you weren't with your wife, you were with a girlfriend.
He was a private investigator.
A private detective.
Yeah.
Well, going out with the woman I'm married to, she's pretty mean.
No, I wouldn't have said that.
Well, she's working down in Cape, so I know she ain't got the station on.
Well, now, let me tell you something.
Right.
We are loud and clear in Cape Girardeau.
Yeah, but she ain't AM and the PM like I am.
Well, get rid of her. Yeah, you need to get a girlfriend.
Is that his wife? Yep, that's Kevin's wife.
Get your wife on the phone.
I'll see you one day.
Run for your life. Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Hey, take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I wouldn't have said that.
No.
You don't go in the air and say your wife is mean in front of the whole world. That's not a good idea. Hello, Jay.
Howdy, Frank. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I'm calling from Peoria, Illinois.
Wow.
Peoria. You are loud and clear up here.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Maybe we got a new tower and they didn't tell us.
That should be.
I don't know. I'm AM the PM.
All right.
I'm up here for my company's Christmas party.
Yeah, what's the temperature in Peoria?
About 16.
It's
a little colder.
Yeah, you got it worse than we are. Up to about 27 here now. So,
there you go.
Well, have a great Christmas party.
Okay, you too.
All right, Jay.
All right, bye.
We Everybody's in a pretty good mood here today.
Yeah.
Something's fishy.
They're all getting invited to.
Yeah,
their,
they're being nice
Christmas
to us because they know we're getting fired. They know we got excluded from the Christmas party. So they're trying to treat us real nice. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Frank. Amen to
Thank you very much. Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm in St. Louis, and you're coming in loud and clear.
Wow.
Hey.
We got to get out to St. Louis. That's great.
Frank, I've got two things here. One, just real quick, I think it's using the word law about this whole trash thing is overstressing. I think it's city ordinances or county ordinances.
Require.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, if you live out on a farm, you know, a lot of people burn their trash, whether that's ecologically the right thing to do or not. They burn their trash or they compost or,
right.
You know. Personally, I live in just outside of St. Louis, and I recycle a lot of my stuff, so I have very little trash. I could get away with dumping it in somebody else's dumpster. While I wouldn't do that, my village is required to have, you are required by village ordinance to have trash service.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, man. If you own a business, well, what the heck?
Yeah, the law's a little strong word, but I understand what you're saying, and I think you're probably absolutely right. And when you mention burning things, a lot of people have not seen anybody burn leaves or trash for years. You've got to go out to see it. And it's kind of cool when you do because I saw it last weekend way out in Camden County. And a guy was out there burning. It smelled great. Burned a big pile of leaves.
Oh, I love burning leaves. I love the smell of it.
You don't see that much. Well, Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Thanks, Frank. Frank, one other thing. I've been meaning to ask you for a few years here.
Sure.
Something I'd love to hear while I love listening to you guys is your guests, and when I mean guests, your featured people like Mike Evans and Reggie and, you know, all the other guys that
are featured. Hipperson, yeah.
Yeah. I would love it if you would allow them sometime to take some Q&A from some callers.
I don't think anybody wants to know anything about them.
Well, maybe Reggie.
Reggie's a great one.
And now, you know what? You've actually got a pretty good idea. We could do one at a time. We could have one segment where they don't do what they normally do. They just take phone calls. That's not a bad idea.
Because I find Mike Evans really intriguing, his background, his history, and I remember you talking about him possibly having a movie made out of him. The guy sounds like someone that would be really interesting to get some stories out of.
No, he's not. But you know, you've got a good idea. I think you've got a very good idea. And we'll do that.
Okay, well, I get a residual off of that idea? Or?
No, you get nothing. You get nothing because we get nothing. Okay. All right, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, Frank. And y'all have a wonderful holiday.
Oh,
right?
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. See, talk radio listeners are nicer than, like, rock and roll radio listeners.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe it's just me. Who's next? We got Ty P on?
Yes.
Kim is here. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Kim.
How are you?
I've never been better.
Good. Hey, I'm about ready to hit Lebanon, which will cut my phone off, so I'll be real quick.
Missouri or Lebanon, Illinois?
Illinois.
Okay.
It sounds to me like the people want you to put on the Best of Frank while you go enjoy the party, and then you'll be paid double time.
No, you don't know this place. No. They would have said to us, hey, just put on the tape and come join the party. No.
Well, I think you should just do it anyway. And wouldn't they be surprised?
And they wouldn't know because they don't listen.
Oh, they'll be at the party.
Well, that's right. They see us at the party.
Just crash the party? Yeah.
And by the time we get there, if we would wait, and it starts at 4, if we'd wait till 4:10, they'd be so drunk, they wouldn't even notice we were there during showtime anyway. So,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Well, I'm AM in the PM.
And how old are you, Cam? How old are you?
And I'm 49.
Favorite age.
Thank you.
Welcome. Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Bye.
All right, there she goes. We're going to talk to Joe Beanie here in a minute. So my propane tank, I have propane that feeds my fireplace because we don't have natural gas. And I thought I had it filled this summer. Normally what I do is the end of the summer, I fill it, then I'm good for the whole winter. We have a fireplace every night, 250 gallons. It's a pretty big tank. Yeah. And two nights ago, fire's going out. And my wife said, hey, we were out of propane. I said I was positive I had it.
Yeah,
propane.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I did. Every, well, you know, when you and I were lying down
right,
on the fire,
right,
when she was out of town.
Yeah, you mentioned you just said.
Yeah. Apparently, there was some miscommunication, and they didn't come out. I did call, but they, I don't know, somebody didn't give somebody that. So they came out yesterday, and I don't really know what the price was a year ago, because I've never completely filled it, but this time it was empty. $472. Man.
Would that be what? Well, dollar something a gallon?
I don't know what propane was a year ago, because I partially filled it, so it was never that. The bill was usually 100 and whatever. So it has to have gone up considerably, because I know when I half filled it, it was like $150, $160. So for it must have really gone up there. So I'll enjoy that fire on the second of it. One more before we have to scoot. I think we go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I think you're overlooking the obvious on the picture thing.
Yeah, what's that?
There is so much turnover. They're the only way they can see who's who. They already know what you guys look like. You've been there for 8.5 years. Everybody else goes in and out like a swinging door here.
They did it for their own identification purpose.
Hey.
Exactly.
So they have pictures of their own employees.
I like that answer.
I think Mike's got something.
Yeah.
By the way, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. They took pictures so as people came in, they could look to see if they really worked.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
No.
Okay. Is Joel with us on the phone? Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present to you... I think maybe one of the three finest truck salesmen in the United States of America, from Johnny Londo. Oh, wait, this is Joe Beanie?
Joe Beanie.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Here's Joe Beanie, everybody. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Thank you, Frank. I'm very good. How's all the listeners today?
Well, I guess they're fine. They can't talk to us all right now. But,
Oh, I know. I heard them. It's great. Yeah. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Oh, hi, Joe.
Now you are good. You are a good truck salesman.
Yeah, Karen, that HHR just came in for you.
You have another one? Oh, shoot. Do
you?
The
black one? I know.
Black?
Hey, do they make it in yellow? I bet they do.
No.
Shoot, they should have done
No, but they have an awesome kind of a copper orange color that's really eye-catching. I like that, too.
And we have one of those for you here. But some new information here, Frank, that just came out.
Is this like a bulletin?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hang on here. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program. We are broadcasting directly and live, connected to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet in North County, where this bulletin is just coming in. And for information on the bulletin, let's go live now to Joe Beanie. Joe, what do you have?
Frank, this just hit. Silverado half-ton crew cabs. Half-ton crew cabs, Frank. 48-month smart buy, $229 a month with no money down.
Wow. Now, a crew cab is a true four-door, right?
True four-door.
Extended cab is a back seat and single door.
They got those little doors that open.
Yeah, sometimes on one side, sometimes.
The crew is like a full four-door vehicle with a big truck bed on it. It's the big one.
That is correct.
And how much a month is that?
$229.
Good. You know what? That's ridiculously low. I'm betting that Johnny is in Dallas buying furniture.
Yeah.
I'll bet
no, that's Brooke.
That's
Brooke
Dublin.
Yeah, a different family.
That's right. Brooke Dublin at Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't be in Dallas this time of the year.
That's a great deal.
It is a great deal. Also, we have an additional John Londoff Chevrolet rebate. Our half-ton extended cab, 2006 pickups,
$16,995,
cheapest price
anymore. Wow. If people are looking for trucks, they're making a huge mistake to not at least shake your hand or somebody's hand up there and let them show you what you have. Because it's one of those deals where if you don't, then after the fact, you're going to meet somebody who did buy from you and they're going to be kicking themselves.
Frank, we welcome everyone to come in during this holiday season. Our Cobalts are $189 a month on the Smart Buy.
Man.
And even if you need a work truck, our regular cab Silverado work trucks, $12,495 with air conditioning. I don't remember ever there being a better buying time for the consumers out there than this holiday season with what GM has done.
And I think today especially air conditioning is on top of mind. That's the top of people's minds right
now.
They want air conditioning.
Yeah.
They have heavy-duty heaters in them also.
I'm sure they do. Joe, we need a phone number.
phone number here, Frank, is 314-837-1800, and thanks for all you guys do for us.
Well, thank you.
Where we're at, Frank.
You're open. First of all, you're open late tonight.
Correct, till 9 o'clock.
Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 up in North County on the outer road, the north outer road. You can't miss it. That's Dunn Road. Joe Beeney, we'll talk again.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Joe.
Bye. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet, by the low overhead way. A quick break, but we will be right back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
My eczema. I take it seriously. I take medicated Skinzium. It stops the intense itching, the flares, the red spots fast. That's my solution. That's my Skinzium story.
My eczema itched so much it would literally drive me to tears. I couldn't sleep. Now I use Skinzium. It's different. It works. I finally feel comfortable in my own skin. That's my Skinzium story.
My eczema was unbearable. Now that I use Skinzium, that unscratchable itch and pain is gone. I no longer feel self-conscious, and people don't stare at my rashes. It goes on clean and light, and I finally have normal skin. That's my Skinzium story.
Your Skinzium. Your story.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Skinzium. 1-800-574-7402. Eczema relief from the makers of Skinzium. Call 1-800-574-7402. That's 1-800-574-7402. Eliminate eczema. Ask about a free supply with your order. 1-800-574-7402.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
How tired do you think the background singers got? Over and over.
I don't know. I'd rather hear Porky Pig. Yeah.
Deport's already good. Deport for the last day.
Hey, Dan, I don't have any names.
We've got people all over the thing and no names on the screen, so I can't take a call right now. Thanks to all the people who bothered to take time to send Christmas cards to people at a radio station. I don't know that I would ever do that. And, they're real cards. They're not email cards. They take the time to write them and put them in an envelope and put postage on and all that stuff. I have just a few seconds to tell you that I have in my hand two tickets to tonight's performance, the Ambassadors of Harmony International Chorus Champions, 8 o'clock tonight. And because they're tonight, you're going to have to come by here and get them. And please don't take these, Two Hill Performing Arts Center, University of Missouri, St. Louis. Please don't take them unless you can go tonight. But if you want to call and talk to Dan and tell him you're coming by to get them, we'd be happy to give them to you. Again, Ambassadors of Harmony, Christmas show tonight, 8 o'clock, Anheuser-Busch Performance Hall. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. New heartbreaking details are coming out about the little boy killed in last night's crash at Chicago's Midway Airport. 6-year-old Joshua Woods was on his way from Indiana to visit his grandparents in Chicago. He'd just gone to McDonald's and, according to a family attorney, was singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town when an airplane skidded off the runway and hit his car, killing him. The investigation is in full swing. The NTSB in Chicago, ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas, where Southwest Airlines is based.
Thursday's was the first Southwest Airlines fatal accident in 35 years of operation. It's clearly a day that Chief Executive Officer Gary Kelly was dreading.
It's a sad day for Southwest, and we're going to focus all of our efforts on taking care of our passengers and their families, supporting the NTSB.
PTSB in the investigation.
Kelly has now left for Chicago, leading a team of 94 of his employees to help federal investigators with their probe. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The group Hezbollah is accusing Israel of trying to kill one of its leaders in Lebanon. The group vowing to defend itself. An explosion wrecked the car of a Hezbollah member today. The man escaped unharmed, according to security sources. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he hasn't made up his mind yet about the life of Tukey Williams.
I really don't know, because I'm working on it. I'm looking, studying the whole thing, reading a lot to last night to 11 o'clock, almost to midnight, and I will be reading and doing all the research on it so we make the right decision.
Lawyers for the former gang leader have urged Schwarzenegger to spare his life because of the good things Williams has done in prison. Prosecutors say he should die next week as scheduled for murdering four people in the 1970s. President Bush making it clear, he says, why U.S. troops are in Iraq.
Iraq is the central front in the war against the terrorists. And that's why we're there for one reason. And that is to achieve a victory to make America more secure.
The president in Minneapolis today. Boston's Logan Airport shut down because of that big snowstorm. Dumped a foot of snow in some areas. Cleanup crews couldn't keep up. You're listening to ABC News.
When Jim bought his wife the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, he saw the effects immediately.
Now when I have the guys over, my wife doesn't just pop her head in. She stays for the whole game. She used to not even know who was playing. Now my friends call her for the picks. Next weekend, she's going on a fishing trip with the guys. Oh, that sure was fun last year. But I got plans this weekend anyway. The guys' wives invited me over for my first scrapbooking party.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a 3-year supply of Tide AG with purchase of Maytag Neptune washers and dryers. Ends 1-1806. Visit Maytag.com.
At 4:03, I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A teenager is accused of last month's rape in the 4,000 block of Westminster Place. St. Louis police say the 13-year-old suspect is charged under the juvenile code with forcible rape, 2 counts of forcible sodomy, and first-degree burglary. The teen is also charged with first-degree robbery for an unrelated incident in the 2300 block of Albion Place. The North Carolina man convicted of killing his allegedly wife-beating brother-in-law will spend the rest of his life in jail.
Two life sentences without the possibility of parole, that is the sentence for 56-year-old Dennis Irby. Wearing a dark suit, a beard, and glasses, a subdued Irby showed little emotion as he was sentenced, only saying yes, sir, to the judge. Irby did have three family members in the front row of the gallery of the courtroom. The three women quietly wept as he was given the two life sentences for first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Irby was found guilty in October of killing Jeffrey Sexton, the husband of Irby's sister-in-law, Lois Sexton, who says she was abused by her husband. In Clayton, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
A Florissant man who admits killing two men during hip-hop night in downtown Alton has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. 26-year-old Anwar Randall, among three people charged in the April shootings outside Max Timeout Lounge. Investigators say Randall got a group together to settle a score for a previous beating. One accomplice serving a 25-year sentence. The third suspect is awaiting trial. A $5,000 reward is being offered this afternoon for information leading to an arrest into who started this week's fire at Chico's Produce in DeSoto. Missouri State Fire Marshal Randy Cole asking anyone with information to call the arson hotline. The phone number is 1-800-39-ARSON. No one was injured in Monday night's fire, which caused more than $50,000 in damage. Cuts in security at the Missouri State Capitol in Jefferson City are being blasted this afternoon by a Republican state representative from Wildwood. Representative Jack Jackson says it was wrong for his fellow Republicans to cut that money. He is vowing to restore it.
That disturbed me, and I'm going to take that to the budget chair and to the speaker and speak to him about we need to get this step back up.
Jackson says money to pay for restoring the cuts can be found in overlooked nooks and crannies of the budget. Capital improvement projects are planned with the $14 million that Isle of Capri has agreed to pay Jefferson County to settle a breach of contract suit.
I'm glad it's all over and done with, and we're going to do our best to make sure that this money is put to good use to provide good services for our citizens.
Presiding Commissioner Mark Mertens tells KTRS News that some of the money will be used for improvements at the more than 100-year-old courthouse. The county sued the Isle of Capri in 2002 over its decision to scrap plans to develop a casino near Kimswick. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day up 23, NASDAQ was up 10, the S&P up 4 points. Our market report is brought to you this hour by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. News Channel 5 meteorologist Scott Connell's Weather Plus forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy, our low down to 18. Tomorrow, sunny, and a chance of flurries in the afternoon with a high of 37. Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 36. 24 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Hellsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by 1-800-Drivers.com. That's where drivers find jobs and training and where companies find drivers. Call 1-800-Drivers or visit 1-800-Drivers.com. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a car fire. Now the right lane is blocked and traffic is backed up to 370. Westbound 44 between 141 and Antire, an accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic is jammed back to Bowles Avenue. Eastbound 270 at McDonald Boulevard. Now we have an accident on the right shoulder. Traffic stacked up to 170. On westbound 40 between the Science Center and Hanley, slow traffic. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Lindbergh, a slowdown. Westbound 40 between 270 and Mason, traffic running heavy. On the eastbound side of 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, a good run so far. Westbound 44 between Guyer and 270, a slowdown. And downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are lining up. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
It's the best of Joseph A. Bank. The entire stock of micro suede blazers, an incredible $129. Plus, all $450 traveler blazers, only $159. And every executive suit, just $199. How about wool cashmere topcoats, $149. Select leather jackets, $149. Even every goat suede jacket, regularly $500, now $149. Consider $125 off all cashmere sweaters and an incredible selection of dress shirts and cotton sport shirts, only $25. Plus, every micro suede bomber jacket, just $99. It's great prices on everything for men at Joseph A. Bank, now through Saturday.
Two area locations in St. Louis, North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
With winter here and the holidays fast approaching, Dunn Lawn and Land is announcing a deal just too good to pass up. Any outdoor project that is contracted to begin in January and February will be given a 15% discount. That's right, 15% off any outdoor project that can be started in January or February. So whether it's a retaining wall project, a new patio or driveway, drainage system, a new deck, water feature, fencing, an outdoor lighting system, an irrigation system, or a brand new swimming pool, it's 15% off. This is a limited time offer to new projects only. So call today at 968-5300 or visit them at DunnLawnAndLand.com to set up your free consultation. Start your year out right with a huge savings on a project you've been putting off, or surprise your spouse with a gift for the holidays, a gift they can truly enjoy for years to come. Dunn Lawn and Land, growing attractive environments. Call today, 968-5300. And enjoy the savings right now at Dunn Lawn and Land.
Get a free Bowflex. You heard right. Get a free Bowflex this week at any of the five area True Advantage fitness locations as they celebrate with their one-year anniversary sale. Stop into any of the five area locations and learn how to get a free Bowflex Motivator 2 or free upright bike. Plus, in celebration of their one-year anniversary, they have some of the best savings of the year. Store-wide savings of 15 to 50% off selected treadmills, ellipticals, bikes, and gyms. But you have to hurry in. These anniversary savings are good this week only. Plus, take advantage of special free financing offers and have no payment until 2007. And don't forget, True Advantage Fitness has a full line of fitness accessories that make great stocking stuffers this holiday season. And if you're not sure what to get that special someone on your list, get a True Advantage Fitness gift certificate. True Advantage Fitness, located in Chesterfield next to Best Buy, in Crestwood, just east of Crestwood Plaza, in Brentwood in the Deerbergs Plaza, in O'Fallon, Missouri on Highway K just north of Highway N, and in Fairview Heights, Illinois at the intersection of Highways 159 and 50.
One, two, three.
We're at the supermarket checking out shopping lists.
Oh, here's mine.
Okay, let's see.
Milk? Cheese? Yogurt? Ding, ding, ding!
Do I win?
Well, actually, you probably lose.
What?
Lose inches?
Oh!
Studies show that people following a proper reduced-calorie diet that included 3 servings of milk, cheese, or yogurt every day had better weight loss results and trimmed more from their waistline than if they just cut calories alone.
Oh, well, I consider that a win.
It's true. Dairy has a natural mix of nutrients that help the body burn more fat and lose more weight in inches around the waist.
Ooh.
So eat 3 cool, creamy servings of milk, cheese, or yogurt a day to help you slim down.
Wow, that's like a prize, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Oh, thanks.
Have you had your 3 today?
My name is Steve Plocker from Highland, Illinois. As a dairy farmer, it is my pleasure to produce the milk that goes into the many wonderful dairy products we enjoy all year round. I also take great pride in the role I take as caretaker of the land and our livestock. Warmest regards from our family to yours.
Visit Seasonal Concepts today for store-wide savings, including pre-lit trees, wreaths, garland, hanging ornaments, and lights. For locations, visit SeasonalConcepts.com.
Bomarito Cadillac is offering the all-new 2006 CTS for just $288 per month. Bomarito Cadillac at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
let's go, go.
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Day one. You gotta really be, if your first name is Outdoors, and you stick with it today, you gotta really be dedicated, because it is, thank goodness it's not real windy. You know, when you, what I don't like is when you inhale, and it burns your nose. I'm serious, it's so cold that it actually burns like dry ice, burns the inside of your nose.
Either my motor or my pipes are still frozen from my windshield fluid. That's the worst thing, too, when you get all that spray up on your windshield and you can't, no fluid in there.
Well, I told you not to buy that car. You didn't go to Newbold, now, you know what, you're going to die in a car accident. Because you're going to have stuff on your windshield and you can't see, and you're going to, if you don't die, you'll go hit somebody and kill them and go to prison.
That'll learn me.
I got that'll some teach stuff. You, that'll learn you to go to our advertisers.
I got some stuff the other day. It's this Prestone, it's de-icing window cleaner.
It's been around forever.
I know.
Prestone de-icer.
But if you use just the regular stuff, that'll freeze.
Isn't it Ned's time?
I think it's Ned's segment.
I didn't know it was car time. Sorry, Ned.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for, what else can I say?
The Burke segment, it sounds like.
Outdoors. Outdoors, Ned Spark.
How's it going? You're right, it is cold. Holy cow, it's cold.
It's going great, but you know what? I want you to participate in something here for a minute. We're doing I don't know if you've heard us, but every year we prove a big point, and that is that no matter how old you are, how many times you've heard the Christmas songs, none of us, at least almost all of us, are completely ignorant about the lyrics to Christmas songs.
I got to warn you, I know a lot of Christmas song lyrics. I do.
Let's do this one. Hang on a second.
He's like Father Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want you to have time to look up any lyrics, so it's you got that one? You don't have that?
No. I thought we were going to go with
All right. We'll go with the one we were going to go with.
Okay.
And you say you're pretty good
at this. I'm pretty good at that.
Now, the one I'm going to give you is I need two. They're real short verses, so I need the two verses, because it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, especially since he said he's real good at it.
And these are the two verses everybody knows who knows this song. Ladies and gentlemen, now here to sing for you, Outdoors, Ned Spurk, and the lyrics to I'll Be Home for Christmas. Take it, Ned.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh, good voice.
Oh. Ha-na-na.
Oh, man.
I'm just not good for very long.
No. Hey, kiss him goodbye. Yeah.
You've proven our point exactly.
Oh, man.
Good. Now, did you really think you knew Christmas songs?
No.
Okay. So he was teasing.
Yes, yeah, so I kind of
so what's going on outside besides low temperature?
I took a walk this morning. It was so cold. You could see my breath. You could see my dog's breath, which could be similar to mine, but we saw 16 deer. out in the snow. It's really pretty.
Did you have people pass by when they saw you and your dog would hold up signs, show us your breath?
Yes, we did, actually. That's over in Illinois, but, you know, there's a lot of deer around. There's still some hunting if everybody, you know, wants to get outside and do something. If you can brave this cold temperature, you can hunt deer still. You can hunt upland game. Quail, rabbits. You've hunted rabbits in the snow, have you not, Frank?
Yeah, it can be brutal.
It can be brutal, but it's kind of fun because you can track them and stuff.
Is it rabbit season?
Yeah.
Okay. Till when?
Rabbits are over 15th of February.
You know, in the same way that you brought crappie in,
uh-huh.
Wouldn't that be nice if you brought some rabbit?
You know what? I haven't
good old
had
fried rabbit.
Well,
Hoss and pepper.
Yeah.
Chimio
Stramato.
Never had any rabbit.
What's that, Ned?
How long has it been since you've had a little rabbit?
Probably 20 years.
Come on.
No, really. I grew up hunting, you know, with my dad.
Sure.
I talked about that, and it's been at least 20 years since I've had a rabbit.
I like rabbits, too.
You know what's good? You take a rabbit and you make what's called hair pie.
Hair pie is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
H-A-R-E, yeah.
What?
H-A-R-E.
Do most people that hunt rabbit keep it for the meat? Do they
harvest
the meat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they clean them and fry them up. I mean, they're very good. I mean, as long as you're prepared correctly.
The dark meat?
I wonder how come some meats you turn into sausage, but others you don't. Like, there's no rabbit sausage,
no.
Is there?
Well, you know, rabbits, there's not a whole lot of meat there, too. Like deer, there's a whole bunch of excess meat that not too many people eat all of that. And, you know, you can just grind it up, and it comes out pretty good as sausage. But, yeah, there's no rabbits. Any of the smaller game, like rabbit and squirrel. Squirrel's good, too. Have you had that?
I have never had squirrel.
Oh, I've had squirrel. I don't like squirrel.
Don't care for it?
No.
Does anybody eat bear?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Not around here.
I've eaten with no clothes on.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. See what I did? See what I did?
Is there bear sausage?
There's bear meat. I mean, I've had bear sausage and bear meat. Yeah, there's both. I've had it. Matter of fact, I had it about 6 months ago. Sometimes it's one of those deals, the more you chew, the bigger it gets, deal. You know, a little tough.
No, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep talking.
The more you chew, the bigger it gets.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, if it's fixed right, it can be okay, but it's kind of gamey.
Yeah.
Kind of gamey. Yeah. I'll tell you what I think you ought to do this weekend. Here's what I'm going to do. I know it's a little late. But
Santa's Magical Kingdom.
I get in the car
don't
with
say
my.
They're an advertiser. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, you mean Santa's Magical Kingdom?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's all for me.
No,
here's what I do. We're going to do this. Even if you've got an artificial tree, get in the car and go to one of these tree farms and cut down even a smaller tree and
put your artificial tree where it was.
Yeah.
That is a great idea. I never looked at it that way.
It's a good idea.
No, set up another little tree in your house with another little set of ornaments and stuff. And there's lots of these tree farms that you can go to. They're a lot of fun that are real close to St. Louis. Give you a couple of them here. There's Edwards Fir Forest. They're in Barnhart, Missouri. Go down there, you take the kids. I mean, they got a little elf that helps you, and you know, you saw off the tree and take it home. It's really fun, and it's a good time of the year because it's so cold, because you got to be a little bit worried about this if it's warm this time of year. Got to be a little worried about Lyme's disease and stuff because they still have some ticks on it, but not now. Not with all the cold weather we've had. Heritage Valley Tree Farm. There's R&S Ranch, which is in Hillsboro. There's one in Creve Coeur called I don't know how to say this exactly. Bonhamine.
That's exactly it.
That is Bonhamine, isn't it?
Yeah. Bonhamine.
Bonhamine Valley Tree Farm.
Is it Bonham? Or
no, it's Bonhamine. Bonhamine. Bonhamine.
Bonhamine.
Bonhamine.
Maybe that's it.
That's that. More you chew, the bigger it gets.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, anyway, there's a couple good places there's a couple good places right over in Illinois. Eckert's, of course, very famous for having
never heard of it.
Tree farm, both in Belleville. and in Millstadt. But go cut a tree this weekend, and when you're finished with it, cut one down. And when you're finished with it, you can, like I do, I use it in our little lake to create
coffee bed.
Yeah, a little bed, a little fish attractor.
Did you cut the cheese?
Cut the trees.
Yeah.
And you just tie a concrete block on the end of it. You sink that tree down. It becomes a great little fish attractor. So,
What's your favorite? I mean, if you know enough about the trees to say which is the most popular, isn't it the fir?
The fir tree is the most popular, and it
Fraser is. Fraser fir, I believe, is the.
Yeah, yeah, and then they're really pretty. I mean, those. There's the old. That's the old typical kind of Christmas tree that I think everybody remembers as
a
kid.
How about blue spruce?
They're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice. Yeah, blue spruce. I don't like many of the blue trees or really any of the spruce or long needle. I like the short-needled fir trees. There's the Douglas fir and the Fraser fir. But go cut one of those down and put it in your house, and it'll be fun because the whole family can do it. And
of course, if you have a second tree and you already had one, it'd be the what's this fir?
Yeah.
He's running in the house.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
Ned liked that. All right, give him his music. He's out of here.
I think he's finished. You bet I am. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Oh, well, you too, and we'll talk next week.
You bet.
All right. Outdoors, Ned Sparks. See what I did there? You already have a tree.
Yeah.
You bring a second tree, and then your wife says, what's this fir?
Yeah, that was good.
And then what did you say, Ian? I kind of missed it.
How much fir?
Huh?
But that doesn't work, because it's not a complete question. How much fir what? See, it didn't work.
What's
you don't
fur?
Know comedy like
no, I don't.
Comedy.
I never
have. Yeah. I've got years of comedy experience on you. All right. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I don't know how many of you heard this Kramer, who was on here earlier today. Pretty funny. He's pretty funny. Pretty interesting. I hope you got a chance to catch him. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Great.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I am the guy that you read my letter on the air the other day.
And what letter was that? The you're looking for the job.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't get any calls.
Well, you got one the next day.
Okay.
And I got one telephone call from that. And I interviewed for the job today, and I start Monday.
Hey! Merry Christmas, John!
Yeah! For those who don't know, John emailed me, and he wanted a job as some kind of graphic artist. What was the job you got?
Can I give the name of the place?
Absolutely.
I'm going to work for Wagner Portrait Group.
Okay.
And I will be working in their marketing department.
Good for them. Hey. To the Wagner people, thank you very much.
We've done it again for
giving John here a great Christmas present. And
I actually interviewed today with Mr. Hal Wagner, the owner of the company. So,
man,
I really appreciate what you did, and I appreciate you taking the time to read my letter.
No, we're thrilled to death. And how about that? One phone call, and boom, that's the one you needed.
Good for you.
Sometimes it works. Things just work out. Well, you're going to have a much better Christmas, I would think, getting a new job.
Absolutely.
Than without. Well, good for you, man.
All right. I thank you very much.
And thanks for writing.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Man, I mean, don't you wish you could do that for everybody?
Right.
But you have to kind of limit it. But when he wrote me, it was just such a sincere, well-written. I knew we weren't sending somebody a dummy as a candidate because it was, you could tell he was intelligent. And, man, I'm thrilled to death for him. Let's go to Nick. Hello, Nick. Well, let's don't go to Nick. Nick hung up on us. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And you guys gave me some of those tickets to that Cardinal movie, and I just wanted to thank you guys for that. I had a great time down there. I don't know if you guys seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
Millions of Memories.
I haven't seen it. We bought a couple as gifts, but I haven't watched one yet.
Okay.
I don't think people like it when you give them a gift. They can tell you've already opened it and watched it.
It didn't come wrapped.
Yeah, it came with those scratches on it. Hey, you know what? That you just reminded me of something, Ben. Now they're selling these little, and they're not expensive, these little scratch remover kits. Here's a great Christmas idea.
I saw those.
And
it
takes scratches off CDs and DVDs.
Really?
I'm not kidding. If you've got especially somebody with kids and the games.
Video games, too.
It's a scratch, and it works. Unless it's, like a big, deep key scratch or something. So thank you for making me think of that.
Well, it was just a lot of fun. I got to meet Whitey Herzog.
Whoa!
Yeah, I got my picture taken with him. And
really?
Yeah, Bob Force was down there, and Kenny Reed, and it was just a lot of fun. And the person, though, that I like seeing the most, Ronald, was down there, and he signed me an autograph, Ronald McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
The real one, the real one or fake one?
I'm sure he wasn't the real one.
No,
but,
I think he probably was. I got a feeling on something this big and a film this big, they brought in the real Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, Ben, Merry Christmas.
All right, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Jeremy, how are you?
Hello, Frank. I just want to say aiming the PM.
We'd love to hear that.
And I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
to you.
You too.
I heard you guys talking. Was it Outdoors Dan? Was that his name?
Outdoors Ned.
Ned.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking back. But he was mentioning some trees. One of them was the Fraser tree. He said
Fraser fir.
Fraser fir. I was another one. I was going to suggest the Kelsey Grammer fir.
Oh, I see what he did.
Fraser.
Fraser.
Don't give him a rim shot.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I think you, Jeremy, and they're just
that's
not
good.
Being
if I had,
good.
If I had done it, it would have been hilarious.
I like it, Jeremy.
He's just mad he didn't think
no,
of it.
No, you know what? That's actually pretty good. Kelsey Grammer fur. Man, you're as ridiculous as we are.
Oh, it's Friday. I'm crazy.
It wears off on you, and pretty
that's
soon
right.
You're not going to have any friends.
Well, my father and I, we stand around whenever we're working together, we're out, we're constantly trying to think of some other, you know, we're making up stories, doing things, kind of those jokes you guys do, so.
Yeah, well, and you've listened too long, and just like us, eventually, nobody's going to want to be around you.
So, our family hates us, so that's all right.
Well, join the club. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks, you too.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Bye.
He thought it was Bono. He said, you too.
Yeah, I see what he did.
Hello, Steve. How's it going?
It's going great, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great.
How about you, gang? How's the gang?
Gang,
we're
good,
doing
Steve.
Good, Steve.
Hey, Frank, I was in the car the other evening when you played that that Brenda Lee song. That,
that filthy piece of trash.
Filthy piece of stuff, yeah.
Did you hear the Eartha Kitt one?
I heard the Eartha Kitt one, too. I'd never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's filthy, too.
But I've done a little bit of research on Brenda Lee and her her career and her upbringing and that kind of stuff. I thought I'd be able to share some interesting insight on that with you.
As I always say, like Prince Charles says, I'm all ears. Go right ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Jeremy's still on the phone?
Yeah, he's still with us. No, he's gone.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
I'd love to hear. What do you got on Brenda
Hello?
Lee? What do you got on Brenda Lee?
Oh, okay. She had kind of a, not, I wouldn't say it was a tough upbringing. She had a loving family, but she also had a sister who was famous in her own right, and a lot of people have heard of her, but didn't realize they were
here
sister.
Here it comes.
Now, her name is Sarah Lee, and well, you've heard about say about Sarah Lee, right?
Nobody doesn't like
Sarah Lee. That's right. Well, you know, Brenda's big thing was music, always playing the piano and singing and doing little performances for her family, while her sister's was baking. You know, making pies and cakes, yeah. And unfortunately for Brenda...
Hang on one second. Go get Steve's comedy coffin ready. Go right ahead, Steve.
Trying to be serious
He's
here.
Doing yeah, you are.
Unfortunately for Brenda, it was Sarah's talent that was more appreciated in the family, and whenever Brenda would get up and do a little song for her family, Sarah would go back to the kitchen and come out with some new treat or something and distract the family. And
oh, my.
When it came time for Brenda to record that song... she just couldn't help herself. The song in question.
Yeah.
And she kind of let her anger fly on that one, and that's how that song came out that way. Later on, as you know, she re-recorded it. She re-recorded it and kind of
cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Set it right. You know. Yeah. She said pumpkin the second time.
Right.
The first time she couldn't.
Right.
What did she say the first time, Steve?
Effing.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, that is a great story.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of history on Brenda Lee and her sister, Sarah Lee.
Wow, and that was great.
That was a good story, Dan.
No, Steve!
No, that was Steve. I'm here.
Hey,
I
Steve, Merry Christmas.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh,
my God. What is happening?
It's interesting. To hear people go down and realize how tough comedy is.
Yeah,
it's
because...
Just, I don't want to say it's fun. It's kind of painful.
You get to the supposed punchline and nothing happens. And, yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm actually surprised when we get people on the phone and I say, have you ever been to Santa's Magical Kingdom? And when somebody says, no, I've never been there. I'm actually surprised by that because for the last
I don't know, 10 years or so. How long have you been there?
13, and I've never missed a year. Yeah. How about that?
I think once you go, you won't miss it the next year. I mean, you won't skip a year. Now, this is Steve Jones, his voice, this is him singing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His wife, Kathy, owns Santa's Magical Kingdom, yeah. And Steve every year takes time to record some singing. He's a good singer. He's very good.
Just talking to him, you don't hear this voice.
No, you don't detect this voice. Wow. His voice just comes out of nowhere.
It's like Homer Pyle.
Yeah. The voice is totally different. Here's the deal with Santa's Magical Kingdom. You know what? I don't like singing lyrics when I'm talking because the lyrics fight the words. Do you have any instrumental thing, maybe? Just any kind of instrumental Christmas music? I think that would work better. Boy, I hate chastising Peon in front of people. It's awkward and embarrassing. But, hey, he's probably going to be fired anyway. Santa's Magical Kingdom is...
Can you play Jingle Bells on my harmonica?
No, 35 acres with over 2 million lights. They start in September. They start in September putting these lights up and putting these displays together. They have, they design the stuff themselves, and they're some kind of computer geniuses because they have lights that move in sequence, and it looks just like a waterfall. They have deer jumping over as you drive through, jumping over your car. They have the Angel Flight Training Center, where in lights, the angels are learning to fly. They have a second tunnel of lights at the entrance to the North Pole. And speaking of North Pole, they've got a contract with Santa Claus. A long-term contract with the real Santa. So if you go to Santa's Magical Kingdom and drive through and meet Santa and see him and leave your letter, and then you go somewhere else and see Santa, that other one is a fake. That's like a stand-in. Because the real one is the real deal at Santa's Magical Kingdom. How about the Santa Express train? This is a real little locomotive. But it's not one of those tiny little, those little ones like Six Flags, a little bit. These are real bench seats, the kind they take you through parking lots at Six Flags and things with. So it's very comfortable. Take a blanket, dress warmly because you're going to want to open all the windows, sunroof if you have one, moonroof. Drop the convertible top, unless, of course, it's raining or snowing, and just take it in. Take the lights, the sounds, there's Christmas music. You can go to Dierbergs and drop an unwrapped toy off, and you'll get $4 off your admission. The admission is $16 per vehicle, and if you want to ride the train, it's $12 per person. You need to make a reservation for the train. If you get there and it's not real busy, you can get on, but rather than take chances, make a reservation. It is a wonderful, wonderful way. And I would say take the biggest Scrooge, the person who is least in the Christmas mood, and drive them through Santa's Magical Kingdom. And if when they come out they're not in the Christmas mood, they need to be deported and shipped somewhere else where there's not Christmas. They have a website that tells you everything, santasmagicalkingdom.com, and you'll find the phone number and all that stuff there. Hours? 5:30 to 10:30 every single night, and I mean every night, including Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's Eve, right up through January 2nd. Santa's Magical Kingdom in Eureka. You take exit 261. That's the Six Flags exit. Don't worry, you will see the lights. There are over 2 million of them. You can't miss them. Santa's Magical Kingdom.
For hot deals on the gifts they really want, it's your neighborhood Radio Shack.
This weekend, hurry in for values you won't want to miss on the season's hottest gifts.
From digital cameras to the latest wireless phones and more, Radio Shack has them all. Now for less.
Like the exclusive Kodak D360 all-in-one digital camera and printer bundle with everything needed to shoot, print, and share beautiful digital photos. Now just $299.99 after $30 mailing rebate.
Plus, you'll receive a free 256 meg media card instantly with purchase.
Here's another hot gift deal. Get Radio Shack's lowest prices ever on all in-stock phones during our Verizon Wireless final clearance.
Like the Motorola V276 camera phone with built-in digital camera, speakerphone, custom ringtones, and more. It's free with a new two-year agreement.
It doesn't get any better than free.
So this holiday, don't just get a gift. Get the right gift.
Now at Radio Shack. Don't miss out.
Offers good through 12/14/05. Credit approval, $35 activation, and $175 early termination fees apply to phone offer. Not available in all markets while supplies last. Details in store.
4:35 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. We started off great, and then I noticed a few accidents, Mike.
We've had a few accidents. It's gotten a little bit better, though, Karen. Westbound 40 right now, we're backed up from the Science Center on through Hanley, and it's slow again from Chesterfield Airport on through the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, we had a car fire out around Mid Rivers. That's been taken care of, but still slowing traffic up from about Cave Springs to Highway 370. Eastbound 270, they had a problem near Lindbergh. That's been cleared off of the shoulder. It's still backed up from about midway between McDonald and 370. Westbound 44, that's where the problem is, too. We've got out at Ron Antar, we've got a tractor trailer that lost its rear axle. It's blocking the right lane, and it's backing traffic up to about Geyer right now on westbound 44, so that's in the slow spot this afternoon. Southbound 270 is looking good, just slow from Manchester off through Dirty Harry. Downtown bridges, eastbound 40 is slow at Jefferson, eastbound 5570 is Salisbury to 6th Street. Northbound 55 is just south of Park as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Coming from Illinois, westbound 5570 across the Poplar Street Bridge is back up to 4th Street as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is being brought to you by Friends on TBS. Tonight at 7, catch Friends on TBS. It's the one with the blackout. Six Friends in the Dark. Enough said. Catch this episode tonight starting at 7 on TBS. Very funny. I'm Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Wedding Jet Chopper on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Millhaven here for Hudson Jewelers. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she's expecting a ring sometime soon. And I said, well, what's taking so long? And she says, well, she has to figure out what kind she likes. So I'm going to give you the same advice I gave her. Go visit Hudson Jewelers in Granite City, even if you're thinking about getting engaged this holiday season, because you can see the incredible tycoon-cut diamonds, beautiful anniversary rings, even custom-made pieces of jewelry all at Hudson Jewelers in Granite City. You'll see much brighter diamonds with more fire at a better price and 12 months same as cash. You'll love the Hudson experience, stress-free, relaxed with close, easy parking, and free gift wrapping as well. Visit the most romantic man in town, John Hudson of Hudson Jewelers at 3244 Namioke Road on Highway 203 in Granite City, or call 1-800-467-9040. That's 1-800-467-9040 to Hudson Jewelers in Granite City. Or check them out online, hudsonjewelers.com. New holiday hours, weekdays till 8, Saturdays till 6, Sundays till 4, Hudson Jewelers.
I'm looking for a sexy new toy.
Then visit the world-class motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson. Bob Schultz, the authorized Harley-Davidson dealer in St. Charles, has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys.
Plus leather and accessories at low prices.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. St. Charles, the Harley experts.
Introducing the new DirecTV Plus DVR. Finally, an easy-to-use DVR so you'll never miss a minute of your favorite TV shows. It's so easy, 5-year-old Megan McDonald will explain how it works.
Well, if you want to record a show, all you have to do is press one button. If you want to pause the show, just press one button. If you want to rewind the show, just press one button. And that's it. That's how it works.
Is that all?
Yeah. Just press one button. It's so easy, even you can do it.
And the best part is you can get the new DirecTV Plus DVR for free after a $100 mail-in rebate. The new DirecTV Plus DVR is only available from DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and ask how to get a free DirecTV Plus DVR after $100 mail-in rebate. Offer ends 2-28-06 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only. Programming commitment required. Hardware programming and DVR service sold separately. Add $4.99 a month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Somebody up there. DirecTV.
Unique Toy and Game in Wildwood wants to make your home.